Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Steelers Today. I'm Eddie Provident on the south side with Tom Reed, our features writer, and I guess now becoming a Steelers writer too, man, the last couple months.
Every Friday
you're down here. So we're on the south side after Steelers practice, and it was a pretty quiet day today. Really not much happened, huh?
No, it is a quiet day. I think everyone's kind of waiting to see what's going to happen with the injury report. And really, kind of like a couple weeks ago out in Los Angeles, with COVID, you know, whether they're going to get TJ Watt up and running and see if he'll be able to play in Sunday's game. Obviously, they need him. In the four or five games that he's missed in his career, they have not won.
Yep.
So that's the big part. Again, it's looking more and more like there won't be a Joe Hayden again for a third straight week. So they're going to have to get that secondary sorted. It was a rough week last week for them.
Yes, it was.
The secondary. So they don't have much time to get this straight. And, of course, their biggest rivals come into town.
Yeah, and it's, you know, I remember, you know, even a few years ago, Ravens week, there was an aura about it, you know. And this week, it just kind of feels kind of bland. The Ravens are coming off of a win against the Browns, but it wasn't a good-looking win. I mean, you know, Lamar Jackson threw four interceptions. And the Steelers are coming off of getting pounded and throwing a terrible game of film out. And it just doesn't have the same, I don't know, appeal this year, it seems like. And at least for the fans, how about you? Like, you being there today, you gauging it inside the room, do you still feel that kind of
Well, it was no
weight?
Room, but outside.
Yeah.
I just think it's a lot of the way the team's playing. Remember last year they were undefeated late into the season. There was a lot of excitement about it.
Yeah.
This team is not undefeated. Their record is pretty much, they're mediocre.
Yeah,
I mean, that's they're
perfectly
they're the very,
mediocre.
They're the very definition of mediocre right now. The Ravens haven't been great, but they're finding ways to win. I think they've won three of their last four. I think that this is more of I get a sense of a let's wait and see. Because if they lose this game, from a fan perspective, I think they know it's pretty much over.
Yeah.
If they find a way to win this game, then maybe they can get back
right into
the race.
They're right in the thick of things, for sure.
But, yeah, I think this, when you get pounded the way they did last week, when you tie a winless team like the Lions and, you know, you're winless in three games, I think it's kind of understandable.
Yeah, for sure. We always get Dale's perspective, and that's a great perspective to have, but I kind of want to just ask you, like, what do you think about the AFC right now? Because that's really I think right now, if you're looking at going into week 12, that's the story. There's no team that's really stepped up and made themselves the powerhouse of the AFC.
No, I think this is, you know, obviously teams are going to have to make their push. I think we've already seen Kansas City making their push.
Yep.
New England is kind of a team that I think going into the season thought maybe was a borderline playoff team. And well, they're looking like a real deal, and Cincinnati is another team. I thought Cincinnati was a year or two away. They still may be, but boy, they they've had some impressive wins. They clocked the Steelers twice this year. They've beaten Baltimore.
Yep.
So they're for real. I think it's really going to come down to one of those last playoff spots, that number seven seed. That may not be determined until the final week of the season.
Yeah.
So you try to hang in the race as long as you can.
Yeah, and that leads me to the last question for you. What do you see as the outlook for the Steelers? Do you see them as a playoff team? Do you see them missing? I mean, obviously, I think everyone knows they're probably going to be borderline.
Yeah.
What's your outlook?
I don't think they make it.
No.
I just don't. I think they've left themselves too much work to do. Again, if they were healthy, I would maybe have a different feeling about it. You combine that with their schedule.
Down the stretch is a tough, very tough schedule.
One of the tough schedules left. It would have been nice to get Kansas City early in the year. Mm-hmm. I always say it's not who you play, but when you play them.
Yep.
Some teams got lucky and played Kansas City early in the season. You know, you still have another game with Baltimore in Baltimore. You still have the Browns. The Browns win is looking less and less impressive, isn't it?
They're in pretty much the same boat as the Steelers.
Nobody
knows what to make of them. One week they look really good, the next week they look terrible. And it's just, there's no way to know with them.
Yeah, we'll see where it goes. But, you know, if they don't win this week, if the Steelers don't win this week, I think they're pretty much done.
You could put the nail in the coffin, in my opinion. My problem is just, you know, I don't, and I realize that this has a lot to do with the offensive line. I just don't trust the play calling on the offensive side of the ball. I mean, I know there's tons of problems on defense with tackling and getting gashed in the run game, but I haven't seen anything from the offensive play calling that really makes me feel comfortable in saying this team can go on a run and put points up.
No, I agree. I mean, I just think the entire offense,
for
by and large, the play calling, the kind of inconsistencies we've seen throughout, I mean, it's been a struggle. There's nothing that they do well offensively.
No, there's really not.
I mean, Pat Freiermuth and Najee, the two rookies. You know, Najee, there's weeks where he gets blocking and weeks he doesn't. Last week, he was just taken out of the game completely because of
the how way bad that, it got.
Yeah, how bad it got quickly. I think he had 9 carries. Those two rookies, to me, have been the highlight of the offense. And Deontay Johnson's had a nice kind of bounce back season, but that's not enough.
No, it's not. And on Deontay Johnson, I just shout out to Deontay Johnson for the work he put in. Zero drop passes this year. On, I think, over 100 targets now, which is that's impressive.
Well.
It's a turnaround for sure. Sorry we don't have good news for you this week. I know it was a quiet day on the home front, but that pretty much sums it up for Steelers today. For Tom Reed and DK Pittsburgh Sports, I'm Eddie Provident. We will catch you on Sunday when DK and Dale are coming to you live after the game. Take care.